Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio, Yahuwah's ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH to His People, Israel. So we're going to throw down the international side and see who all join us for another episode, part number 28. We're going to go on the international side and see exactly who all want to hear the Thus Says Yahuwah. And we see all the slots are filled, and that's 195 international countries. And that's a great thing. All right, what's flashing out of New York? New York, what's flashing? 106574. 106574. 106574. We're going to go find the elder and bring him in. And remember one thing, that great big old show coming on at 8 o'clock over at Pal Talk. When you hear the elders put on a lesson based upon whatever he was put on the table and this one right here. So if you got any questions pertaining to any of the lessons, come to the microphone after you hear what the lesson is about and get in where you fit in at. All right, we're going to go find the elder and bring him in. And we'll take it from there. So one thing about it, when you meet the elder, with a loud voice you say, "Elder, Mr. Tills, I bet you they'll see you right here."
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. I got a memo on the table. Seer, how many do you think is all pro voices of a true Israelite? 106574. Well, if I have to guess how many WCC, I'll say 106574. I tell you what, I'll give you the answer before the broadcast go off. I'll give you the answer. Let me think about that for a minute. All right, Ellis Tilson, we've got another fine audience in according to what's flashing on the international side. 195 international countries, 106574 flashing. What you got to tell this national audience? You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like we have another glorious turnout of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah, totaling to be 106,574 listeners. And you know what? That's what we're going to do. Maybe some people I know is listening also. But we know we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening, they never understand. And that's without proper teaching. Some come to see those things in the Bible that most of us can see. And some looking can never find. This is the uninformed, because they can do none of these things. And again, that's without proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we seriously have to be aware that knowing the scriptures, there's those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums contests for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. This brings me into thinking about 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3. 3 said, "And every spirit that confesses not that Yahuwah the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahuwah, and this is the spirit of the anti-Yahuwah. Wherefore you have heard it, it should come, even already is in the world." So to help guide you through these dark times of confused teachings and bad Christianity, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you have not. This is information you all came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Yes, that's right, Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30 current time. The bottom part of the Sabbath, which is Saturday, the temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Even a smartwatch will work. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to the ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar we have. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains in biblical detail of Scripture when they begin and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is Tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E. YHDH at gmail.com. is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program time for be repeating will be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Write on the search line, once again, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, after the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, we're on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible questions. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed Bible topics that's put on the table, either by Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, with Seer Israel riding shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either Elder will block or restrict misuse. Questions off topic can be answered direct by Elder Mr. Tibbs. And if broadcast ends before time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember what we are told in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace and in all covenants of the saints." We have to keep these scriptures in mind. They become important for those that know and those that are being taught. But when you're trying to win the bump the gums contest, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. Remember, we are here rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's word. Remember what we are told in the book of John. Should be taking notes. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So we find that today is another day for Yahuwah's word. And nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word. Those that commend it add unto it, only following by some casting the same words we listen to behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, taking the meanings totally another way. Don't forget the noisemakers, the complainers, the deceptive listener, flipping the Bible pages to look like they're paying attention but are completely lost when they're called to speak. They've clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. Don't forget what Yahuwah the Son told us about the impossible in the book of Matthew, when you look at chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So let's find out what our possibilities and Yahuwah will be. We'll ask you to keep your Bibles open. We'll turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahuwah."
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. That's excellent again on your part. And like I said, again, we're here to, we're doing a series called A Due Order of YHWH, proper name YHWH is Yahweh, how you pronounce it. You know, when you put the vowels in, you add the A and N, that means you don't add it. And it tell you in Deuteronomy chapter 4, don't add or take away. So the proper name is the four letters. And afterwards, when the book was closed, the name Lord God Jesus Allah and Buddha came in. After all the manuscripts was closed, then you got the vowel points in the 600s, and then you got all type of names. But he tell you plainly in Acts 4, verse 12, and Psalms 116:13, and Zechariah 14, verse number 9, he got one name. 6 verse 4, Deuteronomy. He got one name. One name is the four letters. So if you're ever going to get on the right track, the first thing where it starts at is you get the one name right. The one name is the four letters, YHWH. Anything add to that, one is no longer one. All right, good enough. So that's enough saying. Remember, no broadcast tomorrow. So we're going to do the best we can in what we got now. And remember one thing, at 8 o'clock you can tune in to Pal Talk, and you can hear the elder, Yosai Ben Israel, and mother reading, adopted reading some powerful scriptures on a topic that they have put together. And you got any questions pertaining to the lessons, after you heard them, come to the microphone. Elder Mr. Tears be right there to answer. Got it? Good. Enough questions on that. Go and find Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in. We'll get something going on. And one thing about it, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be to thee, Seed Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seed Israel. Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Elder. Brother Yahdai Israel. Listen. Now we'll give some loot, but see, can you find that go online so you can find a dictionary called the 1908 Bible Dictionary. It's something in there I want to take a look at if it's possible. The 1908 Bible Dictionary. On that network, it should be the 1908. If you can kind of bring that in, the 1908. We're going to, 1909. I'm sorry about that, 1909. The 1909. I want to take a look at the 1909 Bible Dictionary. So, see, we don't rehearse nothing. But sometimes things come up, and we head into a little prophecy. And so it's something in that Bible Dictionary called 1909 that I'd like to take a little look at to tie in some. But we can do it another time. We just throw it on the table. Like you said, well, why didn't you, I know you don't say that, but why didn't you get in? No, we don't do that. We like to do everything off the press as he give it to us. So we're going to take a look at that book a little bit later. So right now we'll take a look at that a little bit later. That Bible Dictionary in 1908 is something in there I want to tie into this end time prophecy that we want to go into, but I need for them to say something, then tie it in through the book. All right, enough said on that. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdai Israel, let's see if we get something going on. You on the clock, come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say, and I believe that. And we did have, you know, a lot of calls. We did get a chance to visit through seniors. And we found out that a lot of our seniors is getting their feet amputated. They're getting their feet amputated, and they, and you know, all the doctors love to tell you, Well, only thing we can do is save your life before gangrene kick in. We got to cut it off. They specialize in telling you that always before gangrene kick in, we just cut it off. But see, what we try to do in this, on these networks, on the Six Anointed Camp, is show you how to prevent things before you have to have your engine changed. You know, like I said, change your oil. They said change your oil in your car every now and then before you have to change the whole engine. So we hate to hear that you will get in contact with us after you get yourself in that kind of predicament. But Yahweh already told us some profound things in Genesis 1, verse 30, Brother Yahweh Israel. See, that's why you have to make sure you log in to the right ministry. And if you're anywhere close to the Six Anointed Camps, come in and sit down to one of the Six Anointed Camps and get your proper teaching when you bump shoulders and follow the protocol of Thus Says Yahweh. Bump shoulders with the teachers, and we will get you where you got to get to. So in Genesis 1, verse 30, it makes a profound statement. And what does it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Genesis 1, verse 30.
Look at Genesis chapter 1, verse number 30 reads. Look at Genesis 1, verse 30. To every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, has given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
So he said, I gave you green herbs for your meat. See, green herbs is for your meat, see, right here. See, once you know who you are as a people, the children of Israel had a dietary. But first of all, you got to know that you are the children of Israel. Because it says over there in Thomas chapter, verse 2 or 3, what it says in Thomas, verse 2 or 3 of Brother Yahweh Israel, what it says in the book of Thomas, verse 3, what do it say? Now, help me out there, Brother Yahweh Israel. In the book of Thomas, what do it say? You on the clock, come on.
Let me see if I can write it down, see?
All right. See, I like to be, but it can't go that way. So we don't sit down and rehearse nothing. We put us in Luke 12:12 on the table, and we go from there. But if you stand back off the lessons, it'll get you there. But see, we as a people, we study watching that one eye of Satan. You're trying to figure out something about the degrees we got. But in your degrees was never telling you exactly who you are as a people and how your intake's supposed to be. See, the longer you live, your pancreas in your body slows down. It can't keep on turning over all that starch food. Because you're not running the marathons as you once did. You know, you head into your twilight years. And you can't be eating from behind them recipes. Well, I got a great recipe. Well, what is that about? I'm going to make this right here. No. But that ain't for you. See, that ain't for you to eat the recipe food. Your food is to eat what the Bible tells you to eat. And what it tells you to eat is green food. Green food is for your meat. Matter of fact, we'll leave that alone, Brother Yahweh Israel. We ain't gonna wrestle with that. Let's go to 2 Kings
I got it, see ya.
Are you working with something there, Brother Yahweh Israel? What you working with, Brother Yahweh Israel?
I'm reading from the book of Thomas, verse number 3. And it reads, Yahweh the Son said, and those who lead you say to you, seek. The kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Brother, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. You will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Yahweh the Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that prophet.
Mm-hmm. See, if you don't know yourself, then when you're reading this Bible, when you don't know you are the sons and daughters of the living Yahweh. If you don't know that, then you jump down in this Bible. Then you'll start reading, for example, you'll start reading 8:26. You'll look at 8, no, just take it to 8:18. Then we'll skip down to verse 26 a little bit later. See, you jump down in the book of Romans. Now you educated, you got your degrees, you graduated high school, college, and got your degrees. But then you run right into a verse like this right here. Matter of fact, I'll hold it off for a minute. He's a hold it off, Seer. Take it this way. You'll jump down and you'll read 8:1. Romans 8:1. What did 8:1 say?
Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse number 1 reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh the Son, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
So you see what he said? So there's no condemnation of those that walk after, that walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. Now, you read that with all the education you got, but what that supposed to mean? Now, what is he saying in that verse 1 and who he's saying this to? See, if you don't do the Isaiah 28, verse 10, then you're going to miss it. So let me go to Isaiah 28, verse 10 and see what's going on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse number 10 reads, Book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse number 10. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Line upon line, here a little and there a little.
See, so you must precept your Bible. You must precept your Bible. You must precept your Bible. So when you read, when you jump down in the book of Romans and you don't know the 11 verse 3 of the book of Psalms, Psalms 11 verse 3, because you don't know what's written and you've never been taught what's in Psalms 11 verse 3. What's written in Psalms 11 verse 3?
The book of Psalms chapter 11 verse number 3 reads, Psalms 11 verse number 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous Torah instruction keepers do?
See, if you don't have your foundation, what can the righteous Torah keepers do? What can you do if you don't have your foundation? You don't know who you are as a people. We can ask 99% of the peoples you bump into, who are you? What is your nationality? I'm African-American, Negro, color, and black in color. See, so when you read this Bible, you're going to always never see what you need to see to wake up out of this deep sleep you're in. Because it's already written in Proverbs 3, verse 31 and 33 something. Now, this is written by the wisest man in the world. Yahweh told him to put this in the book. Put the 3, verse 31 and 33. He said, put this in writing. Now, I don't know who all going to visit, but I know who is going to visit by me calling in from the beginning, Voices of the True Israelites. So we're going to visit it, but we're going to look at that a little bit more than just reading it, what it tells us in 3, 31 and 33. What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 31. Verse 33 reads, Book of Proverbs 3, verse 31. Envy you not the oppressor, and choose not of his ways. Verse 33.
You see,
the curse of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Verse 33. The curse of Yahweh is in the family of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just.
So he says, the curse of the Almighty is in the family of the wicked. The curse. He said, choose none of their ways. If he tell you choose none of their ways of the wicked, you need to find out, well, who is the wicked then. You say, okay, well, you need to know who is the wicked. Because the wicked can be Maccabees 1:11. The wicked can be 1:11, see, right? See, you see the word wicked? Well, what are you talking about? What about the first Maccabees 1:11? Let's see what that say.
The book of First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse number 11 reads, "And those days went there out of Israel, wicked men, who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the nation, by our son of Esau, that are round about us. But since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow."
Now, look what he says. They go, wicked man of Israel. But what Israel? But what Israel? See, here's the point. What Israel? Wicked men of Israel have now became wicked because they said, let us go and make a covenant with Esau and his five sons that's over the 17 nations. But they, what you call them? Wicked Israelites did that. It's not the point that a person look like you, walk like you, talk like you. You got to make sure you look into this Bible and see where do they stand if they wicked Israel. And he said, choose none of their ways. And see, some of them is so wicked, you know, they'll do some things to you and persuade you to go another direction. You got to know, you got to recognize them through the pages of the book. Now, so what do you want you to do? Let's run to Ephesians 5:14. Let's see what he wants you to do for you can recognize the wicked. See, you got to recognize because you got wicked Israelites, southern and northern kingdom of the split kingdom when you read 1 Kings 11:12. So you got wicked Israelites. So how do you, but what got to happen? Let's go to Ephesians 5:14-18. Listen to this, forget what it got written in Ephesians 5:14-18. What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Ephesians 5:14-18 read. Book of Ephesians 5:14. Wherefore, he said, awake thou that sleep and arise from the deep. Yahweh the Son shall give you life. Verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Verse 17. Well, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of Yahweh is. Verse 18. Be not drunk with wine, for in his excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. He said, don't be drunk with that wine. See, he ain't talking about the wine that you go to the store and get your nice shot of that, because you can sleep that off. The wine he talking about is it over there in by the seer in 2:11. He talking about the wine that's in 2:11. Don't be drunk off the wine that he had the seer to write about the wine in 2:11 Micah. He said, this is the wine that I don't want you to be drunk off of, the ones in Malachi and Micah chapter 2, verse 11. Let's talk about that wine there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Micah chapter 2, verse number 11 reads, if a man and woman walking in the spirit of falsehood do lie, say it, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink. He shall be even the shepherd of this people.
Mm-hmm. The wine he's talking about don't be drunk on is falsehood. Falsehood wine. See, that's the wine that we as a people have been drunk on for a long time. Falsehood. And our own fellow man and woman have gave us a shot of that wine of falsehood. And that's what we got right now. And that's why we glued to that one-eyed Satan. Because we go in this Bible and we hearing that they saying that all you need is Jesus' love. And that's all we need, but that's not according to the Bible. See, when you drink the wine that Michael was talking about, he pulled that with a precept in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 1 and 33. He pulled that verse. See, when he said about the wine, don't be drunk off the falsehood, he pulled that verse from Deuteronomy 32, verse 1 and 33. What he said in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 1 and 33. What he said that, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Because Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 1 and verse number 33 reads, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 1. Hear, O you heaven, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, words of my mouth. Verse 33. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps.
The wine is the poison of dragons. Wine is the poison of dragon seed right here. Did you hear the man say it? So that falsehood is the poison dragons. So in Isaiah 59, it tell you your outcome by drinking the wine which is poison from the dragon. It tells you in Isaiah 59 what's going to happen to you if you drink the wine, the poison of dragons. He going to tell you in Isaiah 59 what your outcome is. We're going to reach your outcome. Isaiah 59. Let's pick it up at verse number. Let's see what is the total penalty of drinking the wine from the dragon, which is poison. What is the outcome of it that we can read? We go on to the 59th chapter and pick it up at verse 5. What does it say?
Book of Isaiah 59, verse number 5 reads, they hatch cockatrice eggs, weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, that which is crushed breaketh out into a vine. Verse number 6.
You see what he's saying? You see it? Well, hold up. Let me get in there. Let me get in there on that fire. You see that? So if you drink the wine of the dragon, it's going to cause you death. You remember the verse we read? You remember the verse that we read in Ephesians 5:14 before you read that verse, the next verse there? Come back and read Ephesians 5:14 one more time. So if you drink, so how do you know that you're not drinking the wine, the poison of death? How do you know you're not drinking it yourself? Huh? How do you know? Where you going to get your answers from? The six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. We're going to show you what the Bible's saying. Are you drinking the wine from the dragon, which is poison death? Like an adder is the most poisonous snake it is. When the adder get a bite in you, boy, you better hurry up and get something going for you, because you're a dead man or woman on the run to the doctor. Let's read about it again in Ephesians 5, verse 14.
Book of Ephesians 5, verse number 14 reads, before he said it, awake thou that sleepeth, and arrive from the dead, Yahweh the Son shall give you light.
The sleep, the dead, is you walking dead by drinking the wine. That sleep you got, that deadness he's talking about is a sleep. Is a sleep. Everything pertaining to the Bible, We don't make the adjustment. We make the adjustment by the poison of the dragon, which is death to you. Now, we got to find out more about the dragon. It was talking, it talked about the dragon in end time prophecy in the 12th chapter, verse 3. It mentioned about the dragon and what the dragon was going to do. Do you know this Bible tells the whole story, but it's not the way you think it is by going to the seminaries, which are cemeteries of the 17 nations. What you hear from these anointed camps is breaking down what you need to know, and you got to be aware of it, where you is eating from. But they talk about the dragon, if you get a hold to his wine, it's death to you. And now you know, so they had John to come back in end time prophecy, the 12th chapter, and write about this in verse 12, verse 3 and 4. Listen to what John wrote, and he wrote end time prophecy, if you look at 1:17 through 19 and 4:1. He said, John write the hereafter. So when John put his pen down in 96 A.D., the story was told. So everything on the right side of 96 A.D. is not from Yahweh. It's from Satan the devil. Every name you get on the right side of 96 A.D. after John put his pen down, it's from Satan the devil. The name that was told from the left side back to 4004 was four letters, YHWH. All the other names is from Satan the devil. See how easy that is, see, Ray? But he told John to make a, put this in your book. He said, put the 12th chapter, verse 3 and 4 down in a book. And I know who's going to visit this, the six anointed camps of voices of the two Israelites. Let's see what's written in 12, verse 3 and 4.
Book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse number 3, verse number 4 reads, Book of Revelation 12, verse number 3. There appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, with seven crowns upon his heads. Verse 4. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, they cast them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour a child as soon as it was born.
Now the dragon stood before the woman to devour her child as soon as the child was born. But one thing about this child in the next verse, that didn't happen. What happened according to the prophecy of this child? The next verse. Now watch him tell you what happened to this child that they're talking about. Next verse.
Verse number 5. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up until Yahweh the Father, until his throne.
But see, this child they're talking about, he was caught up. He was caught up to heaven, see, right? And guess what this child that the dragon was ready to devour, he was caught up to heaven, see, right? And now we go on to the book of Peter. And we're going to find out who was caught up to heaven that we can read. We're going to find out in the book of Peter who was caught up to heaven. You hear what I said? That we can read. We're going to find out who was caught up to heaven. We want to know who was caught up to heaven that we can go read in the Bible and just read it. We're going to 1 Peter chapter 3, and we'll pick up at verse number 21 and 22. See, sooner or later, you got to understand one thing. The Bible have told a story. It ain't but one minister going to tell a story as is the one you can listen to right now in the six anointed camps of voices of the two Israelites. So we go on straight in 1 Peter chapter 4 and look exactly who was caught up to heaven that we can read. Let's see what it says in verse 4. chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. Let's find out who can we read that happened to that we can read. Come on, Brother Yahdai Israel.
First book of Peter, chapter 3, verse 21, verse 22 reads, book of 1 Peter 3, verse 21, the light speaker, whereunto even baptism there are also now favored, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward Yahuwah, by the resurrection of Yahuwah the Son. Verse 22, who is gone into heaven, and is on the right hand of Yahuwah the Father, minister spirits and authority and power being made subject unto him.
Yes, he right. So do we have the same thing behind that? Now we know exactly that the plan that they had, it didn't work. Because he gone up into heaven, and as he was leaving, in 28 chapter, verse 18, he made a profound statement in Matthew. As he was leaving, talking to his 12 followers, he looked them eyeball to eyeball in 28 chapter, verse 18. You see now, he was in heaven by the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, but what did the chief speaker of the nation of Israel get that from? Did he get where did he get that to pull that verse to say that? From the 28th chapter, verse 18. What did he say in Matthew 28:18?
Book of Matthew 28, verse number 18 reads, Yahuwah the Son came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And we just read two witnesses. All power. So the man we talking about got absolute all powers. He went and left Paul. Peter heard what Paul heard what Peter said. Now Paul went to Colossians, Northern Kingdom, and look what he says in 3 verse 1. Look what he says in 3 verse 1. He made a statement in 3 verse 1.
The book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse number 1 reads, If you then be risen with Yahuwah the Son, seek those things which are above, where Yahuwah the Son sitteth on the right hand, Yahuwah the Father.
Mm-hmm. And what he says in 2 down to verse 4. Now we know who we're talking about was caught up. The dragon didn't get his hand on him. Because although the dragon had a plan to get him, but it didn't work, see, right? And you know why it didn't work? We'll hold up on verse 2. Let me show you why it didn't work. Let's run to 2 Kings chapter 6. Let me show you why it didn't work. They can have all the plans they want, but you know why it didn't work? And 2 Kings chapter 6 will tell you why it didn't work. Let's see what he says, and whether you know it or not, this is what's going on with you as you speak, but you don't know who you are. So when you read stuff like this, you just go right through it. We're going to 2 Kings chapter 6 and look at verse 9 down to verse 12. Let me show you why it didn't work. 2 Kings, chapter 6, 9 down to verse 12. Listen good.
Book of 2 Kings 6, verse number 9 through 12 reads. Book of 2 Kings 6, verse number 9. And the man of Yahuwah sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, but thither Syrians have come down. First the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of Yahuwah told him, warned him of, saved himself there, not once nor twice. Verse number 11, therefore the mind of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. He called his servants and said unto them, will you now show me which of us is for the king of Israel? Verse number 12, and one of his servants said, none, my Yahuwah, O king. But Elisha, the seer that is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the word that you speak in your bed chamber.
Well, how did the man of Yahweh, the seer, knew all of that? How did he know all that? Since this was the seer of Yahweh in that time, how did he know any of that? Give me the first line in verse 9.
And the man of Yahweh sent out to the king of Israel, saying.
So the man of Yahweh, sent unto the king of Israel, saying, the man of Yahweh, verse number 10.
And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of Yahweh told him.
And the man of Yahweh told him. The man of Yahweh told him. Now precept that to Amos 3, verse 7. So the man of Yahweh, the seer, didn't know past his nose, but he was obedient enough to receive the word from the man of Yahweh. In this case, the man of Yahweh was the spirit of Yahweh sent down to tell the old seer exactly the next move. Amos 3, verse 7. And look how he operates. Amos 3, verse 7.
Look at Amos 3, verse number 7. Truly, Yahweh would do nothing, but he revealed his secrets unto his servants, the seers.
That's how he operates, see, right here. That's how he operates according to this Bible. He don't have no personal statements to tell you, because you're not going to find it in the book. And that's what we mean by the Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. You can get yourself all worked up and have this personal relationship and make statements that is not, the Bible would not support it. That's how he operates in this book. So we run to 1 Samuel chapter 7. See, once we understand how the Bible operates and look at this dragon, we'll be able to see exactly this dragon is going to turn into somebody that we need to know. For the dragon tried to kill the son of Yahweh the Father, but he removed him out of the way the same way he moved the children of Israel out of the way by going, catching the seer and tell him, you tell the king, get on out your way before you get yourself caught up, because Assyrians is coming down on you like the whoop on the boat. So he got distressed, and that's the same thing going to happen once you learn who you are and your responsibility. Because sooner or later, you'll get tired of being the one that's on all these medicines, all these drugs you're on that made up by somebody else. How you expect for somebody else to make you a medicine for you with the same mindset of the dragon that sent to kill the messenger to bring the message down to a people? So how you expect all of a sudden now you can depend on that messenger to give you the right prescription for you? See? So you see how he is? And it tells us plainly in 10:12 through 18 of Sirach. You know, it tells us something plainly in the book of, make that 12:10 through 18 of Sirach. You know which one I want. The Bible tells us plainly what to do, when to do it. Why is we studying doubting what the Bible's saying? And 12:10-18. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse number 10 through 18 reads, Sirach 12, verse number 10. Never trust your enemy, for like as iron rusted, so is his wicked. Verse number 11. So he humbled himself and go crouching. You take good heed and beware of him. You shall be unto him as if thou hast white or looking glass. You shall know that his rust has not been altogether wiped away. Verse 12. set him up by you. Be when he has overthrown you, stand up in your place. Neither let him sit at thy right hand if he seek to take your seat. And you, at the last, remember my word and be pricked therewith. Verse 13, who will pity a chump that is bit with a serpent, or any such as come not wild beasts. Verse 14, so one that goeth to a sinner and is defiled with him in his sin, who will pity? Verse 15, for a while he will abide with you, but if thou begin to fall, he will not tarry. Verse 16, the enemy speaketh sweetly with his lips, but in his mind he imagines how to throw you into a pit. He will weep with his eyes, but if he find opportunity, he will not be satisfied with blood. Verse 17, if adversity come upon you, you shall find him there first. And though he pretend to help you, he shall he undermine you. Verse 18, he will shake his head, clap his hand, whisper much, and change his countenance.
You see, the Bible just said, you see the Bible said, but he told you right off the top, read verse 12, 10. Look what the word he used right off the top by the seer. He'll tell you something, and you will pay this note. What word did he say right off the top about Yahweh Israel?
The book of Sirach 12, verse number 10. Never trust your enemy.
Never trust your enemy. He tell you never trust your enemy. You know what the word never mean. Never go down that way again, because the guys be sitting back there with a baseball bat and they going to bust you side your head. You understand that never, don't you? Why you can't understand this never that he just said in his book? He says, never trust your enemy. You know what the word never mean? Oh, no, I got a problem with the word never. Okay, never go down that block with there, because you got guys that got a baseball bat, and they going to take your couple of dollars from you and bust you in the head with that bat. You understand that never, right? But this right here, some reason you can't understand this never. That's why, and see, let's see where he pulled that from. Now he pulled that verse from the 55th chapter, verse number 20 to 23. He pulled that verse. Let's go to Psalm 55. Pick up verse 29 and verse 23. This verse was pulled, see, right here. See, remember when the seers, they basically pulling verses. And that's why you got to understand something about the six anointed camps that is written over in 119, verse 100. We come right back. What is written in 119, verse 100? 119, verse 100. What's written there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Psalms 119, verse 100 reads, I understand more than the ancient, because I keep your precepts.
See that? That's why we able to help you. We know more than the ancients, because we keep the precepts, see, right? We have heard the rise and the fall, and we have read them by understanding what's written in 1 Timothy 4:13. See, we know what's written in 1 Timothy 4:13. Because we read it. What's written over there in 1 Timothy 4:13.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 13 reads, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to the doctrine.
He said, until he get back, put more time in reading. Reading what? 34:16 of Isaiah. He said, until I get back. That's what he say. You're the one that was called to the third heaven on the right hand of the Father. He said, put more time in reading until he come back. That's what he just say. Just don't pick this up and take a few notes and go on about your business. Just put some time in reading until he come back. But read what? Read what? Oh, I'm going to give me a couple of comic books to read. No, let him tell you what he wants you to read. Let him tell you what he wants you to put some time in reading in 34:16 of Isaiah. What do you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 34, verse number 16, you read. Seek ye out of the book of Yahuwah and read. The one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and the spirit it hath gathered them.
Seek out a book of YHWH and read. Don't read a book that with man unless you understand how you try to tie some in. But seek out a book of Yahuwah and read. This is the book that you seek out and read out of the book of YHWH. Put more time of reading Yahuwah's book. You put some time in reading Yahuwah's book. Now when we go to Psalm 55, verse 20-23, it'll make a lot of sense. What it got written in 55:20-23 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in the book of Psalm?
The book of Psalm, chapter 55, verse number 20-23 reads, Psalm 55, verse number 20. He had put forth his hand against such and be at peace with him. He had broken his covenant. Verse 21. Words of his mouth were smoother than butter. The war was in his mouth. The words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swore. Verse 22. Cast thy burden upon Yahuwah, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Verse 23. For you, O Yahuwah, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their day. But I will trust in Yahuwah.
What do you call these men that got the snake oil approach with you? What did Yahuwah told David that they were in verse number 23? What kind of men are they that we can read? What kind of men you say they are, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Bloody and deceitful men.
Bloody and deceitful men. So you see that, see, right here? They are bloody and deceitful men. That's big talk, see, right here? They are bloody and deceitful men. They'll lie to you, see, right here? You know what they'll tell you? They'll tell you 1 Maccabees 1:41. Look what the bloody and deceitful men will tell you. You know they'll tell you something too. They'll tell you something in 1 Maccabees 1:41. Look what they'll tell you in 1:41 that we can read. What they're telling you, Brother Yahdai Israel?
First book of Maccabees, chapter 1:41 reads. Look at 1 Maccabees 1:41. Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people.
You see what the king wrote? The king wrote that we should all be one people. Now, look back over your life and who have you heard that come out the mouth that we all should be one people? One peoples. You know the one people we're supposed to be? One peoples upon being a Christian. Now, where you heard that from? But then, Solomon is the wisest man in the world. Right? Solomon, Yahuwah asked him something in 2 Chronicles. He asked him something. Yahuwah asked him something. Listen what Solomon and Yahuwah, look what Yahuwah said. He said something in 2 Chronicles, think of verse 7, down to verse 12. Let's just walk down this thing here I hear you, WCC. Well, we're going to get to what we got to get to whenever he get us to that. We're going to get to some prophecy. But we got to get a little bit of this right here. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7, look at this conversation all the way down to verse 12.
Because
what do you say about Yahweh, Israel?
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, verse number 7 to 12 reads, 2 Chronicles 1, verse 7. In that night did Yahweh appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give you. Verse number 8. Solomon said unto Yahweh, you have shown great mercy to David my father, and have made me to reign in his stead. Verse number 9. Now, O Yahweh, let your promise unto David, my father, be established. For you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Verse 10. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this people that is so great? Verse number 11. Yahweh said to Solomon, because this was in your mind, and you have not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of your enemies, neither yet have asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself. You may judge my people over whom I have made you king. Verse 12, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you, and I will give you riches, wealth, honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, neither shall any after you have the like.
What did Solomon say about this people? And Yahweh did not correct him because he was right. Because he said all the right things to Yahweh. What did Solomon and Yahweh was having a one-on-one? And what he says in verse number 10 about this people? I mean, tell me something. Have you ever heard this on any of your exams or going through high school that Yahweh was talking to Solomon, and Solomon was telling you about a great people? Do you know there's a great people in his Bible? Let me say in verse 10.
The book of 2 Chronicles 1, verse number 10. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. Who can judge this people? Who can judge this, your people, that is so great?
Look at that. Do you know if the people that he's talking about, if they knew that they was a great people, do you think they'd be doing what they're doing today? If they was taught, if they was brought up that they was a great people, what do you think would have happened if that was brought up in your family when you had your little ones to tell them that to see them people you better cross people from you, they are great people? So the respect level will be there because you put it rooted in them that it is a great people. I don't think we got to find out what the name of these great peoples. See, all we got to do is find out according to the Bible. He's talking about this thy people that is so great. Now we got to find out a name on who is he talking about that's such a great people. And then Yahweh did not correct him. Because he will correct you. Oh, yeah. Let me show you he'll correct you. See, if you're talking to Yahweh, he will correct you if you're wrong. And that's why I keep telling you. When we are the sitting on the camp, correct you because you're wrong. We know you're wrong by looking at the Bible and looking at you. Let me show you that Yahweh will correct you when you're wrong. We're going to see, can we read that? Let's go to the fourth chapter of the book St. John. We're going to see when you don't tell it all to Yahweh, will he correct you? Let's see what he says in 4:16. And we'll take it out on to verse number 17. We're going to St. John chapter. We're going to St. John chapter 4, Brother Yahdai Israel. And pick it up verse 16. Take it out on to verse 17. What does it say there in St. John chapter 4, 16 and 17? Let's see what Yahweh let you hold a conversation with him and not correct you. And the reason why he didn't correct Solomon about this, that great people, let's see how he operate if that's not so. Let's look at 4:16 and 17. What it say, Brother Yahdai Israel, St. John? What it say?
The book of St. John, chapter 4, verse number 16, verse 17 reads. Book of St. John 4, verse number 16. Yahweh the Son said unto her, go, call your husband. Come here, verse 17. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Yahweh the Son said unto her, you have well said, I have no husband.
Verse 18, listen to this.
Verse number 18. Thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not your husband. And that said you truly.
So you see, this man right here, Yahweh, he know your thoughts, what you're going to say before you say it. And, he, you know, so you understand something. And that's what we're trying to tell you, see, right here. You know, you're kicking against the six anointed camp, but this is a ministry. It's the only ministry that's going to help you get on your feet and get that darkness off you. And you're dragging your feet and you're watching that one Isaiah. So Yahweh says, Solomon said, how can I judge such a great people? You know why he didn't correct him? Because it was true. And now we're going to put a name on these great people you're talking about that we can read. We're going to put a name on the great people that we can read. That's all. Let's find out, do it fit the status quo today by going to the 41st chapter of Isaiah, verse 8 and 9. You want to put a name on the great peoples and tell me something. Where have you ever heard this outside of the six anointed cancer bosses of the Jewish life? Where have you ever heard about a great people that you can read, wrap the Bible in the 41st chapter of Isaiah, verse 8 and 9? Let's talk about it, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Isaiah, chapter
41,
verse number 8, verse number 9 reads. Isaiah 41, verse number 8. But thou, Israel, are my servant. Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse number 9. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, call you from the chief men thereof. Say that to you. You are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you away.
So you see, you only calling the chief man, the great man, is the children of Israel. And not the people in the land. No. 9, verse 7. Not the people in the land, see, right? You're talking about the ones in Amos 9, verse 7. That's the one he's talking about. He's talking about the ones in Amos 9, verse 7. See, he got a way to let you know that you have been totally disembobulated through the world system. The one he's talking about have an appearance on them. In Amos 9, verse 7, what did it say?
The book of Amos 9, verse 7. Are you not as the children of the Ethiopian Cushite unto me, O family of Israel?
He compared you to the Cushites, the one you call Ethiopian. Then, but he pulled that from Jeremiah. I mean from Lamentation, but Jeremiah wrote it. He pulled that verse. And this is what he says about you in Lamentation read past Jeremiah in verse 2. So this was pulled, and look what it says here. He wanted to be plainly understood that the people he's talking about have an appearance, and it's not a rainbow coalition color. Let's see what he says in 4 verse 2 of Lamentation.
Book of Lamentation 4, verse number 2 reads, the present son of the Yahdad Judah, with the word is like, comparable fine gold.
Mm-hmm. And who made them that? Keep reading. And who made them? The only comparison you can make them to is that Fort Knox gold. And who made them have a split image of gold? Who made them like that? Keep reading.
Are they seen as if in pictures, the work of the hands of the potter?
The potter is Yahweh the Son. He the one compared to, the only thing he can compare you to is fine gold. So the only thing you can be compared to 12 tribes of Israel is fine gold. If you want to know how, if you're in the mugshot lineup, the only thing it can compare you to, you got to go to Fort Knox and put the gold next to you. Oh, that's what you look like. You look like that gold. So that's you look like the fine gold. Works of the potter's hand. And what their face look like in verse 8.
Verse number 8. Their face is blacker than a coat.
Their face is blacker than a coat. So you see that, see right here. Their face is blacker than a coat. All shades of brown. All shades of brown is the children of the book. All shades, all, and where they at now? In 1152 of St. John, where they at now? Where is the all shades of brown peoples at right now in 1152 of St. John? Where they at, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of St. John, 11, verse 52. Not for that nation only, but that also he would gather together in one, the family of Yahweh that were scattered abroad.
The family of Yahweh, all shades of brown, is scattered. He's scattered in Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. He's scattered in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. They are in all shades of brown. Dark brown, medium brown, and they scattered to every nation upon the sun. He told Zechariah to write about them in 2, verse 6 and 7. What did he say to write about them in 2, 6 and 7 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Zechariah 2, verse 6, verse number 7 reads. Zechariah 2, verse number 6. Ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, save Yahweh. For I spread you abroad as the four winds of heaven, save Yahweh. Verse 7. Deliver yourself, O Yahdai Judah, Israel, that dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon.
So there he is right there. You all say to Brown, and he says, until that time come, I want you to do something for me. That's, he said, Jeremiah, tell them I want them to do something. I want them to have Jeremiah 29, 4 down to verse 7. This is what I want. All the shades of brown, light brown to dark brown, I want them to be doing something until I get back. This is what I want them to do, that you can read in the 29th chapter, verse 4, down to verse 7. Now you tell Jeremiah, put this in the book. This is what I expect for them to be doing until I get back. What's that in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 4, down to verse 7?
Book of Jeremiah 29, verse number 4. Down to verse 7. Look at Jeremiah 29, verse 4 reads, "The say of Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have called to be carried away from Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, unto Babylon." Verse number 5. "Build you houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat the fruit of them." Verse 6. "Take you wives and beget sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughter to her, that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished." Verse number 7. "And seek the peace of the city where they have caused you to be carried away captive. Pray unto Yahweh for it, for in the peace thereof shall you have peace."
What did K.E. want you to do in verse 5? What, now, this is what he told the all shades of brown people called the children of Israel. What I want you to do once you gone away, carried away, captive, this is what I demand for you to do. Verse 5.
Look at Jeremiah 29, verse 5. "Build you houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat the fruit of them."
That's what man K.E. wants you to do. He says, listen, you see all them piece of cars in your backyard? He said, get you one of them holes or diggles or whatever you call them and plant you some food in your ground. He's telling you in advance to plant you some food in the ground on the side of your walkway. Instead of worrying about all that pretty stuff, plant you some, drop you some seeds down on the side of your house. That's what the man telling you he wants you to do. Plant you a garden. Tell you to plant your garden. You know he must try to tell you something by calling in from the beginning. We're not going to read 46, 9 through 11 and 13 of Isaiah. We're not going to read it. It tells you supposed to have a garden and plant your garden and eat the food thereof from your garden. He already knew what was going to come down the pipe, see, right? So did anybody tell you plant your garden on the side of your house? Or did they tell you go and put rocks there in a swing there and everything there to keep up with the neighbors? Now he's telling you plant you a garden. And in that garden, what he wants you to have in there is some 2 Kings 19:26. He wants you to have some 2 Kings 19:26 and skip down to 30 and 31. He wants you to have in your garden some 2 Kings 19 verse 26, then skip down to verse 30 and 31. What he saying there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What is he telling us we need to do? Come on.
The book of 2 Kings chapter 19. Verse 26, verse 30, verse 31 reads, Book of 2 Kings 19, verse 26, "And for their inhabitants were of a small power, they were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetop and as corn blasted before it be grown." Verse number 30. "The remnant that is escaped of the family of Yahdai Judah shall yet again take root down and bear fruit upward." Verse 31. "Father Yahdai Judah Israel shall go forth a remnant. They that escaped out of the mount of Yahdai Judah will do the word Zion. The zeal of Yahweh of hope shall do this."
You say you have a remnant, and you got a remnant of 6 morning camp, the remnant to tell you one thing. So get your garden going for yourself, Steve Ray. And make sure in your garden you got green herbs in there and corn. Green herbs and corn. Huh? Green herbs and corn, Steve Ray. Let's go to Isaiah 62, verse 8. Why you got to have green herbs and corn? What's up? Let's find out why Yahweh wants you to have some green herbs and corn. Why so? We're going to Isaiah 62, verse 8. Why? Green herbs and corn. Why so? Isaiah 62, verse 8. What did it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 62, verse number 8 reads, Yahweh sworn by his right hand, by the arm of his strength, so I will no more give your corn to be meat for your enemy. The sons of the stranger shall not drink your wine.
Corn is your meat, and your enemy's got to back away from it. So that corn that you eat is your meat. Corn is your meat. Guess where that corn came from in 78:24? Do you know where the corn came from, C. Reagan? The corn came from 78:24 of the book of Psalms. Where did that corn come from, that Brother Yahdai Israel, in 78:24?
The book of Psalm 78, verse number 24 reads, Psalm 78, verse number 24, they rained down manna upon them to eat, and they given them of the corn of heaven.
The corn is from heaven. So when you're eating green food and corn, it's from heaven. And he says, sum it all up in 104, verse 14. He's going to tell you something in 104, verse 14. And that's the reason why I have to visit all types of peoples, and they're getting their feet amputated. They can't even sit on the toilet long enough, and their feet get all numb, and they get up and kind of pat their feet and kick it. Got to kick their feet and hit it on the side of the tub to wake it up. You said, you know why I see it, right? You got, your pantries cannot keep turning over the 17 nation foods. That's why you got to make sure that you understand this thing. You cannot eat what the other nations eat, C. Reagan. The reason why you're in bad shape, you eat what they're eating. You pulling out recipes that they put together. You ain't pulling out nothing that the Bible put together. And that's why you got to take your feet, and somebody got to take a stick and hit your feet to wake it up. Hey, take that stick and just beat me on my feet. Then once they wake up, they say, ouch. That's how dead we are in the feet from eating what the 17 nations eat. We cannot eat their diet because it's not the diet that the man of heaven gave us. He summed it all up in 104, verse 14, saying what? Psalms.
The book of Psalms 104, verse number 14 reads, causes the grass to grow for the cattle, herb for the service of man. He may bring forth food out of the earth.
Herbs, green herbs, is the service for the Israelite, that man. Green herbs and corn is the service of the diet for the Israelite. The Israelite man and woman, and that's why you got to be very clear that when you get a mate, you got to have you a 726 mate. Sarat, you got to have this understanding, and she got to be, and Sarat 726 going to kick in. What did it say?
The book of Sarat, chapter 7, verse number 26 reads, Sarat 7, verse 26. As you a wife after your mind, forsake her not. Give not yourself over to a light woman.
A light woman can have recipes for you to eat. Oh, I came up with a great recipe. I learned this from the other nations. He said, listen, why would you want to learn a recipe from the other nation when he said plainly in 147, 19, and 20 of Psalms about the other nation? If he tell you in 147, 19, and 20, and we read already in Proverbs chapter 3, 30 and 31, choose none of their ways. Now, the only thing would happen, a light woman would choose majority of their ways. So then you know you got a light woman, because that's why you have to understand what Yahweh got written in 39:17. He got something written in 39:17 of the book of Issachar's boy, or Job's boy. What he got written in 39:17?
The book of Job, chapter 39, verse number 17, you read, because Yahweh have deprived her of wisdom, he have imparted to her understanding.
So you have to take the lead. You have to take the lead on what Yahweh wants to happen. Because if you take the lead, then do you know what you really gonna do if you take the lead? You can't depend on her to take the lead, because that's out of protocol. You got to remember what was written in Sirach chapter 3, verse 9 and 11. What is written? You got to remember what's written. That's why you have to maintain the study of the book. He ever gave the woman to make that kind of decision. You have to install on her, and she have to be after your mind, not a light woman. A light woman will tell you, well, on your way home, why don't you stop by the Chinese or the Japanese and bring some of that? Or stop by one of them old chicken joints. Did you know that the chicken and the cow was made by man? Man is the manufacturer of the chicken and the cow. That did not come in Yahweh's creation. The chicken nor the cow. And that's all that's going to be on the table is chicken or cow. That means you got your hand on a light woman. Because the first thing you're supposed to make sure you understand that the woman you're supposed to get is a woman after your mind. But guess what your mind have to be? They pull a rabbit out of the head in 1 Corinthians. But guess what your mind got to be like? Maybe I can go to Corinthians chapter 2. Let me show you what kind of mind that your mind have to be like. Because, see, you got to have something written in Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to see what Corinthians chapter 2 says. And what it says in verse 16. Let's see what the Bible says. So you're going to see what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:16.
Because 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16, you read. We have known the mind of Yahweh the Father, but we have that he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Yahweh the Son.
You got to have the mind of Yahweh the Son. You got to have the mind of Yahweh the Son. Do you got the mind of Yahweh the Son? Then you know what you'll do if you got the mind of Yahweh the Son? You will do Luke 4:16. If you got the mind of Yahweh the Son, then what is Yahweh's mind? Is Luke 4:16. What is his mind, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Because Luke 4, verse 16, reads, he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
So that's the mind of Yahweh. That's the mind of Yahweh. You get up from where you at and get to the sixth location when 24th chapter 1 and 8 of Leviticus. That's when you got the mind of Yahweh. That's when you govern right your family. The first thing, you got to have a mind of Yahweh. That means Yahweh went to the temple. He got up and got to the temple. That's the mind of Yahweh. And when did he do it? The book is 24, 1 and 8.
The book of Leviticus 24, verse number 1, verse number 8 reads, Leviticus 24, verse 1, Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 8, every Sabbath You shall set in order before Yahweh continually. Been taken from the family of Israel by an everlasting cup.
That's when you got the mind of Yahweh. You do the things that Yahweh did. And that's when you get your answers. You supposed to be saying a 122 verse 1. You supposed to have this in your mind, and you supposed to lead by example, Psalm 122 verse 1. This is what you supposed to say every Sabbath day. 122 verse 1. What does it say?
The book of Psalms 122, verse number 1 reads, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the temple of Yahweh.
Why so? 7:3:17. Why are you in such a hurry to get to the temple of Yahweh? Why? 7:3:17. Why is you in such a hurry to get to the temple of Yahweh? Psalm 73:17.
Because Psalm 73:17 reads, until I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I, herein.
Then you understand what Yahweh wants you to do by making the Sabbath get together. The six anointed camps, that's when Yahweh will seal up your instructions. That is the game changer. When you make the six locations, get in where you fit in at. Now you up under the will of the Almighty Yahweh. Because you're running to teachers that have learned and anointed to help you and meet you where you at. Because the bigger picture is, in Revelation 2:25, let's read, you'll get our point. So when all said and done, what is you got in store if you follow what Yahweh got written? What he got written and John writing it hereafter in Revelation 2, pick it verse 25 until we get our point. What do you say that, Brother Yahdai Israel? Revelation 2, pick up 25 and read till we get our point. Come on.
Look at Revelation chapter 2, verse number 25, read. But that which you have already hold fast till I come. Verse 26. You see that overcome and keep in my works until the end. To him or her will I give power over the nation. Verse 27. You shall rule them with the rod of iron. As the vessel of a potter shall they be broken to shiver, even as I receive of my Father.
He say you got to keep his works to the end. His works is his Sabbath day and his program that's written. You got to keep the works to the end. You can't cameo his works. The way his works is, you got to keep it to the end. Because let me tell you something. Let me show you why we know Christianity, Islam, Judaism is totally wrong. It is a transgress against the Bible. Let me show you why. Go to 24th chapter 13 and 14 of the book of Matthew. Let me show you plainly that all three of what you have learned is wrong. Let me show you why. Matthew 24, 13 and 14.
The book of Matthew 24, verse 13, verse 14 reads. Book of Matthew 24, verse 13. But he or she that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14. And this cup of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come.
Now I know Christianity, Islam, and Judaism is not the right way for you. Because Christianity is in every nation on the world. Everybody know about white man Jesus. Everybody know about Allah and Buddha and Jewish, whatever. Them religions have been taught to every nation up under the sun. They are out there missionaries in Christianity in every nation up under the sun. Everybody know about Jesus the Christ. Jesus Christ. So why we know that ain't it? Because we know them three religions have been preached and taught to them in every, now you can go to China, Russia, Germany, in the lowest part of the boondocks of the land of Ham called Africa. And you will find that it's been some missionary there with Christianity. See? So that them three religions have been taught into every nation upon the sun. But guess what have not been taught? What we're teaching now. That's why we know the end. We know Christianity, Islam, and Judaism is not the right thing I have in you, because that have made it to every nation upon the sun. You got the Japanese and Chinese wearing suits, ain't you? And they Christians too? As far as you can get east, Christian have been there. As far as you can get west, north, east, and south, Christian have been there. So they teaching have went to every nation upon the sun. But it ain't no end. You know why? Because that's all from Satan the devil. That's from Satan the devil. The only religion you supposed to have is in 1 Maccabees chapter 2, 20-22. The religion that's supposed to get to every nation up under the sun is the religion we're going to read in 1 Maccabees 2, verse 20-22. Let's find out what religion got to get to every nation up under the sun to activate the end. We're going to see what the Bible says in 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 20. 21 and 22. What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 20 through 22 reads. Book of 1 Maccabees 2, verse 20. You and I and my son and my brother walk in the covenant of our fathers. Verse 21. Yahweh forbid that we should forsake Torah instructions and orders. Verse 22. We're not hearken to the king's words. Go from our religion, either on the right hand or the left.
What is our religion there, Brother Yahdai Israel, that got to go through all earth? What is our religion that we should read?
Yahweh forbid that we should forsake the Torah instructions and order.
That's our religion, the Torah instruction, the first five books. So that's why we know it haven't reached all the earth, because the end going to be once our religion is taught throughout all the earth. So now we clear that the religion that you have learned, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, is not the right religion, because that Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, they is in all the earth. In all the earth, see right here. You go to India, you find out they Muslims over there. They more Muslims over there than in India than anywhere. And Christians is there too. And Judaism is there too. Everywhere you go. But what's not in none of the places right now, it is the first five books of Yahweh's Torah keeping. That's why we know the end is not yet. That's why we know that when we read the first book of Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 42, we know what we got to do, and that's why that big broadcast come on in about 15 minutes on Pair Talk. When Brother Elder Yahdai Israel, being Israel, and the powerful reader, Mother of Doctor, going to bring that broadcast and keep this thing going. This is the teaching got to be off into every nation on the sun. What you hearing now, not what you heard, girl, that's already there. Only thing that's not being here, there, is what we teaching now. Of the first five books, come back to what's written in the Bible. That is not taught nowhere. So we ain't got there yet. So now once this teaching get there, then it ain't going to be. Because all we know, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, that ain't no count for you. Because that's in every nation upon the sun. But what's not in every nation upon the sun is keeping Yahweh's first five books called Torah instructions. And all one going to bring that information, it's the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite. We'll tell you his true name, let you know his one name. And ain't but one way back. Keep what the man got written in his book. What you reading that, Brother Yahshua Israel? What you got?
The book of First Maccabees, chapter 2, verse number 42 reads. First Maccabees, chapter 2, verse number 42. And he came there unto him a company of Assyrians, who were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah instruction.
And see, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for those that devoted to the Torah instruction. Because our only way back is you got to be devoted to the first five books. Not who to your left, not who to your right. You got to be devoted to the Torah instruction. Because he's told, and the physician wrote a statement in Luke chapter 1, and let me tell you what he says. Let's read 68, let's read down to get our point. Pick at verse 68. If you get devoted to the Torah instruction, listen what the physician wrote in Luke 1, 68. We'll read to get our point. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 1, verse number 68 reads. Look at Luke chapter 1, verse 68 reads, Blessed be Yahweh of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Verse 69, that raised up a horn of salvation for us in the family of his servant David. Verse number 7, as he spake by the mouth of his righteous seer, which has been since the world began. Verse 71, and we should be saved from our enemies, from the hand of all that hate us. Verse 72, to perform the mercy promised to our Father, to remember your righteous covenant. Verse 73, oath which he swore to our father Abraham. Verse 74, that he will grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemy, might serve him without fear.
Verse 75.
Yeah, give me 75. Verse 75. In righteousness, the Torah instructions before him all the days of our life.
Did you hear what the man just said? He said, you got to be saved from your enemies. You got to be saved from your enemies. But I don't know. Well, who is my enemy? See? You got to be saved from your enemy, see, right? Do you know you got to be saved from your enemy? That in the Bible, they prayed to be saved from the enemy. Go to the 17th chapter of Psalms. Who is your enemy? Well, you got to go to the Bible. You got to go to see what the Bible says. Remember, David spoke in 2 Samuel 2 and 3, 1, 2 and 3, by the Spirit of Yahweh. He told David, in advance of where your enemy was. Was he taught into this? He told you where your enemy was in 17:13. He told you where your enemy were. David said it in by the mental spirit. He said, David, you know you got an enemy coming up and coming up. He said, no, who is it? In 17 chapter verse 13, let's see what he said, who it is. Psalm 17:13.
The book of Psalm 17. Verse 13 reads, Arise, Yahweh, disappoint them, cast them down. Deliver me, deliver my life from the wicked, which is your sword.
The wicked is your sword. Deliver me from the wicked, which is your sword. Now what that supposed to mean? That couldn't have been where that you just can read off the top and don't. He must have something there, but he made it plain. The only way you're going to figure this out, you got to have 119-104 kicking around in the brain. 119-104.
The book of Psalms 119, verse number 104 reads, Through your precepts, I get understand. Therefore, I hate every false way.
The The only way I'm going to find out, he said, the wicked is thy sword. I must follow the instruction. Who is this wicked which is thy sword? So I have to go where I can get the information. The wicked is your sword. I got to go find out in the 27th chapter, well, who is this wicked that is your sword? I got to go do some Bible reading. I got to know what I'm reading. So I'm going to go to the 27th chapter, and I'm going to look around and see who he's talking about that I can read. Because I'm going to be clear that I'm explaining to my family who the wicked is, and stay away from the wicked once we find out who the wicked is. And let's see what he says in the 27th chapter, pick up verse 32. Then we'll read down until we find out who he's talking about. The wicked is your sword. We'll find out. We're going to Genesis 27 chapter. And we'll see the Bible say in verse 32. And we'll read down until we get our point. Come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse number 32 reads, and Isaac his father said unto him, who are you? He said, I am your son, your firstborn Esau. Verse 33.
Stop right there.
And Isaac.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Isaac is talking to Esau. For time's sake, let's go to 37th chapter and read down some more. We let the world read all that on their own. Let's go to verse 37 and we just read a little bit more. And read down to get our point about, he said, the wicked is his sword. Find out something. Take a verse 37 and read down until we get our point there, Brother Yagdai Israel.
Verse number 37, Genesis 27, verse 37. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I made him your Yahweh, and all his brothers have I given to him for service. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. What shall I do now unto you, my son? Verse 38, and Esau said unto his father, Had you but one blessing, my father, bless me, even me also. Oh, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Verse 39, and Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, your dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40, and by your sword shall you live. Shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off your neck.
Okay.
Verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, because of the blessings wherewith his father blessed him. Esau said in his mind, The days of mourning from my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel.
Verse 42.
Verse number 42. And these words of Esau, her eldest son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, your brother Esau has touched you, thus comfort himself, purposing to kill you.
Ain't that something? And his mama told him. He said, My son, let me tell you something. Oh, Esau is blessed with the fatness of the earth and come and to come. But all on his mind is taking a sword and killing you. He said, He is not going to be comfort until he kill you with the sword. So you see that theory, right? So he says, The wicked is his sword. So the wicked that is going to kill you is his sword, and his sword got a name called Esau. And look what Yahweh said. See, we didn't get a chance to read that 1909 book, but we'll read one of these days. We'll read that Bible dictionary of 1909, It's going to tell us some profound statements in there to come. But we're going to go to the 35th chapter and see if we can put a name on it with a precept about the wicked is his sword, and he's going to kill him some 12 tribes of Israel. So his whole duty, all on his mind, he said, the only way I can be comforted, I got to kill me some Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, and that is the 12 tribes. So he told Ezekiel something in the 35th chapter. It changed his good old talking. He said, come here, Ezekiel, is you the man of our right now? He said, yeah. Well, then you put this down in verse 5. And take it down to verse number 6. Let's see what it says in 35, 5, and 6. Let's see what this Bible says. See, the Bible tells a story, see, Ray. But we still waiting on somebody else to tell us something pertaining to, and Yahweh says, never touch your enemy. Do you hear what Luke, the physician, said? That your enemy won't let us do nothing right. He said, well, time is going to come once the covenant of the first five books is taught throughout all the world. And that's why we on Blog Talk and Pal Talk. And all we're teaching you is the Bible, to wake up the 12 tribes of Israel that are scattered on these worldwide nations. That's why you're tuning to the broadcast. You'll be starting up right now at 8 o'clock on Pal Talk. Ever been is on the case now. Because we got to get this message out to you. It's time for you to put down the world teaching and come to the six anointed camps teaching you the Bible uncut. Look what it says over here in 35, verse 5 and verse 6. What did it say?
The book of Ezekiel 35, verse 5, verse number 6, read. Book of Ezekiel 35, verse 5. Because you have had a perpetual hatred that shed the blood of the family of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their sin had any. Verse 6. Therefore, if I live, saith Yahweh, I will prepare you unto blood. Blood shall pursue you, since you have not hated blood. Even blood shall pursue you.
Yes, see, Ryan, he said, Esau, you love some blood. Matter of fact, you can't eat a good meal without something medium rare done. Just make it hot. Love some blood eating. He said, guess what? When the message finally get out to every nation under the sun, the recompense going to be turned back on your own head. On what you have did to the children of Israel. You have beat them on every side. But your time going to come to an end. That's why it's so important for those on the network to learn one thing. It's time for you to find the six anointed camps and get in where you fit in at before the time clock stops on you. Which I'll tell you up front. Because one thing that Esau have did, and skip down what he says in 12 down to verse 15. Let's see what he says about Esau and his five sons that we can read. 12 down to verse 15. Look what he says about Esau and his five sons. 12 to 15. What do you say?
Verse number 12. You shall know that I am Yahweh, that I have heard all your blasphemy, which you have spoken against the family of Israel. Mountains of Israel, say, they are laid down. They are given us to consume. Verse 13. Thus with your mouth you have boasted against me. You have multiplied your words against me. I have heard this. Verse 14. Thus saith Yahweh, with the whole earth rejoice, I will make you desolate. Verse 15. And thou did rejoice at the inheritance of the family of Israel. Because it was desolate. So will I do unto you. You shall be desolate, Oh, five sons of Esau. And all the five sons of Esau, through the word of Dumia, even all of it, they shall know that I am Yahweh.
Because, you know, we read in Luke chapter 1, 68, he was letting you know soundly in 168. He said, you got to be saved from your enemies. You got to be saved from your enemies, see, right? So we're going to come back to Proverbs 16, verse 7. And Yahweh, he's saying something to you if you pay attention to what he's saying through the precepts. If you pay attention to what he's saying through the precepts, you can really hear what he's trying to tell you. He couldn't tell you outright nothing. But he had to tell you through the Bible. Let's go to 16 verse 7.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse number 7 reads, when a man's way please Yahweh, he maketh even his enemies be at peace with him.
See? You see, the man trying to tell you, if you please him, he'll make your enemy have peace with you. He's definitely trying to tell you, see, right here. You know, he's telling you plainly in Romans chapter 8:31-39. Look what the man is telling you. Do you know what this man is trying to tell you? What is he telling you in Romans chapter 8, verse 31-39? Listen to what the man's saying. Listen to carefully what he's saying. What he's saying now. Romans chapter 8, 31-39. What do you say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Romans chapter 8, verse 31-39 reads. Romans 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but deliver him up for us all. And shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. Verse 34. Who is he that condemns? It is Yahweh the Son that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who also maketh intercession for us. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh the Son? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, nakedness or peril or sword? Verse 36, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37, in all these things we are more than conquerors to him that loves us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, minister spirit nor principality, nor power, nor things present nor things to come. Verse 39, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh the Father, which is in Yahweh the Son, out Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So Paul was invited to that great big temple of the Almighty Yahweh. He was invited to that temple, that Brother Yahweh Israel. And, Seer, are you going to get some prophecy in before we cut you off? Well, you do what you want to do. In the 10th chapter of the book called Hebrew, Pluto title called Hebrew, look what it says in verse 35-39 there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Look what it says here. We go on to the 10th chapter and look at 35-39. Can you hear me out?
The book of Hebrew. Do the word Hebrews. Chapter 10. Number 35-39 reads. Book of Hebrew. Do the word Hebrews 10. Verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. Verse 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise. Verse 37, for yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Verse 38, now the just shall live by the covenant. But if any man or woman draw back, I shall have no pleasure in them. Verse 39. We are not of them who draw back unto prediction, but of them that believe to the Savior of our life.
Mm-hmm. So you can't draw back from this thing. You can't draw back from understanding Yahweh's word that, you know, he tells you in 16:33, he tells you something. He makes a plan in St. John 16:33. What do he say in St. John 16:33? What do he say in St. John 16:33 that Brother Yahweh Israel?
Look at St. John 16, verse 33 reads, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
So, he's telling you, be of good cheer. He have overcome the world. Let's run to Psalm 107. Let's get a couple more in there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And then we're going to see if we get a little prophecy in WCC. We'll get a little prophecy in. But we'll get it in as we take care of this business. Let's go to Job. I'll just go to Psalm 107, pick up verse 10 for a minute. I want to set the stage to roll into some prophecy. Let's go to Psalms 107 and pick up verse 10. Let's read a little bit there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's see where we're going. Psalm 107, pick up verse 10. Let's read down until we get our point.
The book of Psalm 107, verse number 10 reads, such as sit in darkness in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and night. Verse number 11. Because they rebelled against the word of Yahweh and contempted the counsel of the Most High. Verse 12. Therefore he brought down their mind with labor. They fell down. There was none to help. Verse 13. Then they cried unto Yahweh in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. Verse 14. He brought them out of dark and the shadow of death, and break their bands asunder. Verse 15. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the family of men. Verse 16, for he had broken the gate of brass, that the bars of iron is thunder. Verse 17, fools, because of their transgression, sin, and because of their sin, are afflicted. Verse 18.
Right there. That's good right there in 17. So you see what he's trying to tell you? He says, people that walk in a shadow, they walk in a shadow. What they read again at 107 verse 10 again? He was simply talking about a people that was prophesied that what again in 107 verse 10? Listen, this is real good, 107 verse 10.
The book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse number 10 reads, such as sit in dark and in the shadow of death, being bound in afflictions. And I
say, hey, now come back to the 23rd chapter and read that again. Let's go to Psalm 23 and read that in verse 4.
The book of Psalm 23, verse number 4. Psalm chapter 23, verse number 4 reads, Psalm 23, verse 4. Yet though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's find out who you talking about in David's days that going to have this kind of demeanor on them that we can read. They sit and they walk in the shadow of death to this day. Now we go on to Matthew chapter 4, and let's find out who you got in this Bible that fit that profile. They walk in a shadow of death, but they don't know it. We're going to find out who it is. We go on to verse 12 and take it on down to verse 17, and we'll get down to that, and we'll close out with that, and we'll catch you Wednesday night, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Seer, we not going to cut you off, but you please do some prophecy. Well, we'll do a little bit anyway it go, but it's your radio station. You do what you want to do with your radio station, but we're going to get us some Matthew chapter 4, and we'll pick up verse 12 through 17 and close the statement at Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what we got. Matthew chapter 4, 12 through 17. Let's find out who was just walking in a shadow of death. I mean walking in a shadow of death and just jumping all around like a Boston baked bean jumping in a hot grease. Who are you talking about that we just read? 4, 12 through 17, and closing statement, Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll catch you Wednesday night. You see how time is rolling? Brother Yahdai, we can't look back. Got to keep going. 4. Pick up at verse number 12 through 17, the closing statement. You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 12 through 17, read. Book of Matthew 4, verse number 12. And when Yahweh the Son had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. Verse 13. And leaving Nazareth, came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Verse 14. And it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah, the seer of saints. Verse 15. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. Verse 16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. To them which sat in their regions and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Verse 17. From that time, Yahweh the Son began to teach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Who are we telling repent in verse 15 at Brother Yahdai Israel? Who is he telling by name that they all the way back they got to repent? By name, verse 15. Come on, Brother Yahdai Israel. Who are you telling by name that?
Zebulun and Naphtali, northern kingdom.
Zebulun and Naphtali, northern kingdom of Israel. Two of the ten that scattered all out through the known world, telling you your only way back, you got to repent. You got to repent. And now we read who you got to start repenting to get on the line back of recovering from this darkness you up under. Now, he going to tell you who you got to repent to. We know you got to repent to Yahweh, but something else you got to do. We'll close out in 31, verse 5 and 6 of the book of Jeremiah. So he says, now listen, northern kingdom, 10 northern tribes that love to run their mouth, jump around like baked beans all over the place, Boston baked beans like popcorn with no top on it. He said, guess what? You're on the way back, you got to repent. That's your only way back. And who you got to repent to besides Yahweh? Who physically you got to repent to. Let's read 31, verse 5 and 6 in the closing statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We catch you Wednesday night. You all right? Come on.
The book of Jeremiah 31, verse number 5, verse number 6 reads. Book of Jeremiah 31, verse number 5. You shall yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria, northern kingdom. The planter shall plant and shall eat them as a common thing. Verse 6. For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the mount of Ephraim, northern kingdom, shall cry, arise you and let us go up to Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, and say, Yahweh, out, Yahweh.
So we got a bird's eye view there on the last Saturday. We seen northern kingdom was jumping around like popcorn. And while the seven-day class was going on, you remember that, Brother Yahdai Israel. So that's the way it is. But they ain't got nothing coming until they follow this book. And that's why we got to reach them and show them what the Bible's saying. Nothing else but what the Bible said. Brother Yahdai Israel, excellent on your part. And we'll catch you Wednesday night, but still online. Because, although Big Station said, we ain't going to cut you off, but in the same token, we know the kind of nature that you are according to Ecclesiastes chapter 1:15 and 7:13 of the same book. What he made crooked is crooked. So you might say one thing, but you might do total opposite. So we expect that. So Brother Yahdai Israel, what your closing statement is behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. The other way is rolling out, see Israel, a seed royce. Free word, chief, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. And look what WCC just said. Now, fear, we're going to cut off Elder Tibbs. He is mute behind what you just got through saying. Well, what can I say? Well, how about we go get the mother then, since you're going to mute Mr. Tibbs? He can't get his final statement. So how about the mother? We'll go and find the mothers out of camp, one mother E and mother Z, and we'll find the mothers for to go in for the close. But it's your radio station, you what you want to do with it. But we're going to tell it the way it is when it comes down to some dust says Yahweh. So Mother E, Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Mother E, Yahweh be to that seed royal.
Yahweh bless you, see it, Israel. Let's see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother E, Mother Z. Yeah, well, I can say again. So we got to do what Yahweh tells us to do, because we love our sweet sleep, Mother E. So we can't worry about what they're going to do. We got to make sure we follow instructions, because we want to always keep up some 324. We got to make sure we always keep up some 324. Mother E, Mother Z. We got to make sure we always keep up some 324. And what that says is in Proverbs 3:24. You know, you something else, WCC. You something else. Mother E, Mother Z, what that Proverbs 3:24 say?
Am I busy?
What that Proverbs 3:24 say? Mother E, Mother Z, Mother E. What it says in Proverbs 3:24?
Proverbs 3:24. When thou writest down, the shall be obtained.
Yeah.
You shall thou sleep shall be sweet.
Say it again.
Proverbs 4:24. When you lie down,
make it 3. Is it 3:24? Make that 3:24 there, Mosey.
Proverbs chapter 3:24. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. Yea, you shall lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet.
That's right. Exactly right. And the sleep will be sweet. So, you know, because one thing about it, we know a lot of things, but we keep it moving. And that's about that Mother Z. Mother E, I want to see what it says. And, you know, you pulled out a verse that I wasn't through with that verse. Although you pulled out in grand style, go to that you read 1-5 out of the book called the Children of the Somebody, the Holy Children. 1-5. I need to hear that again. The Holy Children. Find out that holy children. Can you bring that back again now, Mother E? Bring back that Holy Children, because you got out there and close out with that. When I told you, when I said I'm going to write that down, I wasn't through with it. It's just I want to come back with it another time. For the Holy Children, chapter 1, 1 through 5, can you bring that back to the table, that Mother E, one more time? What did it say?
The three holy children. Verse 1.
That's right.
And they walked in the midst of the fire, praising Yahweh and blessing the Yahweh. Verse 2. And Arthur Edgar stood up and prayed on this manner and opened his mouth in the fortified and said, blessed are thee, O Yahweh, Yahweh of our Father. Thy name is worthy to be praised and glorified forevermore. Verse 4. For thus are righteous in all the things that thou hast done to us. Yea, trust, truth, and all thy works. Thy ways are righteous, and all their judgments, and all the things that thou hast brought upon us, and upon the righteous city of our father, even Yahweh Judah, the southern king, thus has executed true judgment for according to truth and judgment did thus bring all these things upon us because of our sin.
Ain't that something? All this happened because of what did we do, Mother E? What have we did to cause all this problem? What we done, Mother E?
Bring all these
what
things
done,
upon us because of sin. Because of our sin.
Because of our sin. Let us run. Let's run and see where they pull that from in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 11. So you said, Mother E, what you got through reading, that the reason why we're in trouble is because of our sin. That's why we're in trouble today. We can't figure this thing out because of our sin. And let's see what Yahweh got to say behind that. Although he said,
Daniel 9, chapter 11.
He says, the reason why all these problems have come on us is because of our sin. Sin!
Right.
Let's find out what they pull that from in the book of Daniel. Chapter 9, verse 4 down to verse 6. What did it say there, Mother E? Daniel chapter 9, 4, 5, and 6 says what?
Daniel chapter 9, verses 4 to 6. Verse 4. I prayed unto the Yahweh, my Yahweh, and made my confession, and said, O Yahweh, the great, and dreadful, and keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his Torah instruction. Verse 5, we have sinned and have committed sin, and have done wicked, and have rebelled, even by departing from the precepts and from thy judgment. Verse 6, neither have we hearkened unto thy servant, the seer, which speak in the name of our king, and our friend, and our father, and to all the people of the land.
He said we have sinned because we haven't done what in verse 6? We have sinned because we haven't done what? Again, Mother E, and 9, verse 6.
9, verse 6 says, neither have we hearkened unto their servant, speaketh in the name of our king, our friend, and our father, and to all the people of the land.
Oh, so that's sinning when you don't listen to your seer. Is that what he's saying there, Mother E? Is that what he's saying? He's saying that's sin when you don't listen to the seer show you what he's saying to this book. That's a sin. Is that what we're reading in verse 6?
He says, neither have we hearkened unto the servant, the seer.
So the reason why we're in trouble when the seer tell you something, that's why we're in trouble. We have sinned because when the seer show you something, then the seer breaks out running and do a 3:16 of Exodus. Then when the seer get all the information he got that he get from Yahweh, what do the seer do in Exodus 3:16?
Exodus 3:16. Read. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, Yahweh of your father, and Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which you seen that which is done to you in Egypt, the house of bondage.
Good. So when the seer get a hold to Yahweh's word, Mother E, what do we supposed to do immediately? What do we supposed to do immediately after he get a hold to Yahweh's word? What do we supposed to do immediately? In that verse 16, what are we supposed to do?
Go and gather the elders of Israel together.
And see that? And that's what the seer is supposed to make sure. When you know you got a seer in your midst, that's the first thing you do. You gather the elders, the teachers together, and he'll get read on them and tell them what they got to do to help the peoples. So we sing soundly in class, know what we got to do to help the peoples, because we seen the peoples come, and we seen things that we got to do to help the peoples get on their feet, to help their family. So we got to be clear, when we see things, we have to go to immediately and help them get on their feet before the world sucks them up. So we be trying to do our part in Yahweh. Let's run to Acts chapter 10, look at verse 24 down to verse 30. Let's see what it says in Acts chapter 10. Matter of fact, read verse 16, Acts 10, 16, then 24 through 30. Let's see what it says there, Mother E. We go into Acts chapter 10, verse 16, then skip down to 24 through 30. Let's see what that say there, Mother E.
Book of Acts chapter 10, verse 16, 24 to 30. Verse 16 reads, This was done, Christ, and the vessel was received up again unto heaven. Verse 24. And tomorrow, after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them. And he called together his kinsmen and near friends. Verse 25. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. Verse 26. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man.
Go ahead.
27. And as he talked with him, he went in and saw many that were come together. 28. And he said unto them, you know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a just thy duty to keep compting or come unto one of another nation. But Yahweh had shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Verse 29.
Break down to
32.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Therefore come I unto you with thy gainsayer as soon as I was sent. But I ask, therefore, for what intent you have sent for me. Verse 30. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. 31. And said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy arms are had in remembrance in the sight of Yahweh. Verse 32. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tenor, by the seaside, who when he comes shall speak unto thee.
And he will speak unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
And what will he speak unto thee? What will he do for Cornelius in 11, verse number 14? Now he says, you go find Peter from the southern kingdom, and he going to speak unto thee. He going to speak unto thee. Before you read verse 33, he going to speak unto thee. And what he says in verse 10:33, he said, Peter going to speak unto thee. Verse 33.
Okay. Acts 10, verse 33. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come now. Therefore, are we all here present before Yahweh to hear all things that are commanded thee of Yahweh.
Ain't that something? We all here, so they all got to get with us, Mother E. They all got to get with us. That's why we got to get in order, because we all here, they got to get with us, the six anointed camps. Because the reason they got to get with us in 11, verse 14. Let's see why they got to get with us, Mother Mother Eve, why they got to get with us? 11 verse 14. 11, 14 of Acts.
Acts chapter 11, verse 14. Who shall tell the word whereby you and all your house shall be saved? All your family shall be saved.
We got to tell your families what to happen. So you got to come find us, Mother E. You got to tell them, you got to come find us. We can get your family what in verse number 14?
Okay. You see, and all the family shall be saved. You see, I'm going to read the whole thing.
So we got to get, so Mother E, Mother Z, listen. We got to be in position to see them when they come in and get them words for them to be saved. If we don't say nothing, they ain't got nothing coming. So that's why we got to know the word, and we got to look at them when they come in to the six anointed camps and sit them down to get them words to put them out that darkness for them to be saved. Now we find out plainly that the man that met Cornelius was a who? Let's find out who this man that met Cornelius. We're going to find out who this man that met Cornelius. Let's see if we find out who this man that met Cornelius. Want to find out in writing. Who was this man that met Cornelius in 10 verse 3 of Acts? Hey, Mother E. Who was this man that met him in 10 verse 3 of Acts?
Okay. Acts chapter 10, verse 3. Okay. Let me get back there. Acts chapter 10, verse 3 reads. He saw in a vision. Evidently, about the ninth hour of the day, and ministering spirit of Yahweh coming and in to him and said unto him, Cornelius.
So that man that Cornelius met was a who, Mother E?
A ministering spirit.
So it was an angel. So, but they says that Cornelius is a white man, the sons of Esau. That way they said Cornelius is a white man. But wait a minute now. The angel came to a white man? Well, let's find out. Let's go to 15:24 and find out. What did Yahweh say about this in 15:24
Matthew 15.
Yeah, 15:24. They keep saying Cornelius was of another nation. Yeah, but the nation he was of another nation was another nation according to what? 15:24 of the book of Matthew.
Book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
Oh, so Cornelius was an Israelite from the northern kingdom. So Cornelius was a Israelite because Yahweh said, I'm only sent to the Israelites. And in 18, verse 11, and what do he got for the Israelites in 18, verse 11 of the same book, Matthew? So what he got for them if they listen in 18, verse 11? What he got for Mother E? What he got for the Israelites in 18, verse 11?
Matthew. Chapter 18, verse 11. Well, the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. 18:11.
So Yeah, you just read it. Excellent. So the one that was saved and lost was Cornelius the Israelite. He needs some saving. He needs some word from Peter, the southern kingdom, to the northern kingdom. So now we found out soundly that Cornelius was a Israelite from the darkness of the northern kingdom. And he came to Peter, you know, to hear the words, to get some saved, to get some salvation. So now we taking care of that. Let's run over to Baruch. Let's run to Baruch there. Yeah, Baruch chapter 3. And we'll look at 3:1-10. Let's see if we get Baruch chapter 3, verse 1-10 in our Mother E. Let's see if we get Baruch chapter 3, 1-10. Let's see if we get that in. Baruch chapter 3, 1-10.
Baruch, verses 1-10. Verse 1. Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, the souls in anguish, the troubled spirit cried unto thee. Verse 2. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy, for thou art merciful and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before thee. Verse 3. For thy enduring forever, and we prayed, and we perished early. Verse 4. O Yahweh Almighty, thus Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children, which have sinned before thee, and not hearken unto thee, but had not hearkened unto the voice of you, their Yahweh, that which caused these pledges flee unto us. Verse 5. Remember not the iniquities of our forefathers, but think upon thy power and thy name, not at this time. Verse 6. For thou art the Yahweh, our Yahweh, and thou, O Yahweh, will we pray. Verse 7. And for this cause, thus has put thy fear in our mind, to the intent that we should call upon thy name and praise thee in our captivity. For we have called to mind all the iniquities of our forefathers that sinned before thee. Verse 8, behold, we are yet this day in our captivity, that thus has scattered us for a report and a curse, and to be subjected to payment according to all the iniquitous sins of our fathers, which departed from the Yahweh, our Yahweh. Verse 9. Hear, Israel, the commandment of life. Give ear to understand wisdom. Verse 10. How happy it, Israel, that thou art in thine enemy's land, that thou art waxed old in this strange country, that thou art defiled with the dead.
Mm-hmm. You the power of the dead. What it say in verse 4 and 9 again? 4, 9, and 10. What do 4, 9, and 10 say again? Baruch 3, verse 4, 9, and 10. What it say again, Marie?
Baruch 3, verse 4, verse 9, and verse 10. Baruch 3, verse 4. O Yahweh Almighty, thus Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children which have sinned before thee and not hearken unto thee, voice of thee, the Yahweh, for thee which called thee led the sea to us. Verse 9. Hear, Israel, the commandments of life. Give ear unto understanding wisdom. Verse 10. How happy is Israel that thou art in thine enemy's land, that thou art waxed old in a strange country, that thou art
So how is we going to help the dead Israelite there, Mother E? Let's see if we can find out how to help them. 29, verse 18. What do we got to do, the six anointed camps? What do we got to do to help the dead Israelite? What we got to do for them in 29:18 of Isaiah? What we got to do there, Mother E?
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 18. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 18. Isaiah 29, verse 18. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
Oh, so the only way we can help them, Mother E, what we got to get the dead, Mother E?
The word of the book.
That's right, Mother E. We got to get him the book. And who we got to get his book to? In Isaiah 42, verse 18, down to verse number 24 in the closing statement. But just give me 18, 19, and 24. Who got to hear the book, 18, 19, and 24 in a closing statement? 18, 19, and 24 of Isaiah 42. Who got to hear the book that we can read that, Mother E? Isaiah 42, 18, 19, and 24.
Isaiah chapter 42, verses 18, 19, and 24. Verse 18. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that you may see. 19. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect and blind as the Yahweh servant? Verse 24. Who gave Israel for a fall and Israel to the robber? Did not the Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned, for thou would not walk in his ways, neither was thou obedient unto his Torah instruction.
Let's go get one more in. Let's go to Baruch chapter 4, verse 30 to 35. Let's see if we can get one more in there, Mother E. Let's go to Baruch chapter 4, verse 30 to 35. He said, you know, the problem with the children of Israel, and who more blinder than the ones I picked as my servants? So what he says in Baruch chapter 4, verse 30 to 35, and we'll close out with that. What he said at Mother E, Baruch chapter 4, verse 30 to 35, what he say?
Baruch chapter 4, verse 30 to 35, verse 30. Take a good mind, O God, thou Judah, son of King, for he that giveth thee that name will confirm thee. 31. Miserable are they that afflict thee and reject at 32. Miserable are the afflicted with thy children serve. Miserable is he that receives thy son. 33. For as she rejoiced at thy running and was glad of their fall, so shall she be grieved for her own desolation. 34. For I will take away the rejoicing of her great multitude, and her pride shall be turned into mourning. 35. For fire shall come upon her from the everlasting long. For fire shall come upon her from the everlasting long to endure it. And she shall be inhabited of devils for a great time.
So you saying, Marie? He said, a warmth that's rejoicing and all happy got us nervous while we got our eyes all in on the side of our head. Time is running short. He said, I'm going to drop some fire on them. I'm going to get them. He said, Mother, he said, I'm going to get them. All I want you to do is put my word out. And I'm... So Mother Z, that was excellent again on y'all part. How about a proper closing statement, and we'll catch you Wednesday night. No class tomorrow, but we'll catch you Wednesday night. That was excellent. So he said, I'm going to get them, Mother Z. I'm going to get them. Soon we start helping our people open, he said, I'm going to take care of them. Now, what your closing statement is behind that?
Jeremiah chapter 10. And I'm going to read some few verses in Jeremiah chapter 10. So, thank you and praising Yahweh for this class. Thank you and praising Yahweh for this year. I'm going to read Jeremiah chapter 10, starting at verse 1. Here is the word that the Yahweh speak unto you, O family of Israel. Thus said the Yahweh, learn not the ways of the nation, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the nations are dismayed at them. For the custom of the people are vanity. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the works of the hand of the workman with the axe. Verse 4. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with a hammer, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak it not they. They must need be bone, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Excellent. All right. Excellent out there, too, Detroit, Michigan. We hear you out there. We hear you, Capo, Detroit, Michigan. You even holler, Hallelujah. That's a great camp, Jordan. Some hallelujah was coming out of you. That means you, that you wide-eyed and bushy-tail. Is that right? Yeah, Camp Bolton, Michigan.
Yes, sir.
7:04. You wild eyed and bushy tail, huh?
Yes, sir. Israel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For our Detroit, Michigan. Well, we still at it. And look, one thing about it, tithes and fringes come along.
They're coming.
And they're going to get better. I'm hearing you that camp for Detroit, Michigan. Well, if we're gonna all leave it like that, remember one thing, that great big station on Pal Talk is going right now as we speak. Elder Israel, Musai being Israel, he got the hammer down as we speak, and Mother Adopted is reading with the urgency. So we get ready to tune in to that broadcast and hear what they got on the table. And one thing about it, see, right? We hear all over the known globe to do one thing. Tell you it's time now. It's time for the dead to hear the book. Got to hear the book. Not only be a hearer of the book, you must be a doer of the book. Camp 4, what's your closing statement behind that? Give me a closing statement there and we'll close out. What you got to say behind that? Give me a closing statement. Come on.
Okay, John 6:45. John 6:45.
Saying hallelujah.
It is written.
Hallelujah.
It is written in the seer.
John 6:45.
It is written in the spears, and they shall be all taught of Yahuwah. Every man, therefore, that has heard and have learned of Yahuwah cometh unto me.
Excellent. Hallelujah.
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 Beware, no time to spare. Open your eyes. Beware, no time to spare. Open your eyes.
Job working as an intern with Will Smith.
Yes.
You say to them,
yeah,
look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here. but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
With your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh Radio. Live Yahweh Radio, worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio. We just gonna go straight to the line because we got so many memos on the table. So we just gonna find out what's going on in the room, and we get this broadcast running. So let's swing down the international side and see exactly what's going on. Who all join us for another episode? This is the second, the third day of the same day, the eighth day. Some information we got to bring out and wrap up this eighth day. Very important. And remember one thing, if you want to come in and listen to the broadcast, you go to Google True Name Teachers, YH. True Name Teachers, YHWH Radio Live, and you can catch a live broadcast. And you put in past show, you catch the past show. If you want to come in on the conference line, you dial 319-527-6065. That's how you come in to bear witness to his record-breaking ministry. By name, my name is Seer Israel of Seer Royal. This is the third day of the eight-day feast. We're trying to wrap up all the information pertaining to that to get you to this eighth day to understand how important it is. If you make it to the eighth day, you definitely will not be a fool. No fools going to be in the eighth day. Not in the kingdom. All right, good enough. So we got that part out the way. So let's throw down and see who all join us on the third day of the eighth day that we got to wrap it up. So let's go on the international side and see exactly how many international countries have logged in for this episode. And it reads on the international side, it reads 195